Get to Know Me podcast is sponsored by Big Love LLC, an online clothing apparel shop for men, women, children, and no label. Feel free to visit our website today at biglovv.bigcartel.com. That's biglove.bigcartel.com.
No one be on your shitty ass social media or your fucking random ass no bar ass podcast. I don't give a fuck about that, nor you.
No joke right there. I'm so serious. Why so serious? A little joke. Just let her know when you want to be serious. Because when you want to be serious, I'm going to play around. And when you want to play around, I'm going to be serious. And if we want to play around and be serious at the same time, I'm just going to walk off and be serious and playing around while I'm being serious. Because I'm just playing around because I'm never serious.
Why, you been feeling good?
No, I ain't been feeling a bit. But I thank you all for being
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Roll it up, twist it up, and light it, because it's about to go down.
Welcome to the Get to Know Me podcast. Go ahead and roll it, twist it, light it, get your coffee or your tea, meditate, pray, stage the building, because you never know what may be said over the airways of the Get to Know Me podcast platform. I'm the host and creator, Busy Bad Boy. Welcome to the show if you've never been here, and welcome back if this is your home. I got a very, very special guest. We've been trying to do this interview for a minute, and no timing like right now, baby. Y'all welcome 94 West. Yeah.
What's up?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm glad that you're having me, man. Glad to be a part of it.
Of course. I try to get all the people that, you know, support me and, of course, people that I'm just already fans of. So, you know, we've been rocking for a minute via internet.
The first time we linked up, it was at Yazzie's SD Music Room.
Yep, the SD Music Room. I remember that. Shout out to Yazzie. Hey, so I like to pop it off with finding out the meaning behind everybody's like art name. Now your name is 94 West. I got a feeling I know where it came from, but just in case we got some people listening from somewhere else in the world, how did you get the name 94 West? What's the meaning behind it?
So basically, man, it's the meaning of it's the highway. You know what I mean? It cuts through San Diego. For those who do not know, it's one of the the side highways that cut through all of SD and it lands you straight to downtown San Diego. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I chose it, man, it represented my growth from coming from the southeast side, man, not having shit, doing bad, to now, you know, we living downtown, doing good, you know, doing everything that I wanted, man. And so it was something that was important to me, you know, that represented like, you know, hey, I represent Dago and this is my journey.
Yeah.
And so, you know, pick the name.
I love that name. I love that. So it's safe to say that you're from Southeast Dago, right?
You know it.
No? Okay. Well,
you know it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You know it.
Okay.
It.
So Southeast if y'all
all day.
Okay, if y'all don't know, Southeast Dago is where a lot of talented artists come from, reside. It's kind of like a treacherous area. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It looks beautiful, but you got to watch out.
And a lot of people, it's a lot of respect when people say they from Southeast Dago. So, I respect that. And I like that, man. I love a lot of artists from Southeast Dago, man. A lot of talent there.
Oh, for sure, man.
Who inspired you when it came to like getting into music? Where did this come from? Was it something that was always in you as a child, or did it something that just kind of grew up on you? Like, where did this come from?
Man, honestly, it was something that I always loved, man. Mm-hmm. And I got to shout out my peoples for that, man. You know, both sides of the family, like they always playing some dope music, man. And so they're always showing me something new. Mm-hmm. And then, having young parents who are hip hop heads, like, of course, that's what I'm on, man. So I grew up with that. And it's just, something I love and cherish, man. Like, it's hip hop music, bro. This is my culture. It represents me to the T, man. It's just, I can't explain it, man. Hearing dope beats and then somebody lacing the bars up, like, ooh, wee.
Yeah.
So it always, something I love. And then, just being able to be introduced to other genres of music, from my grandparents to my aunts and uncles and stuff like that, man, it just really deepened my love and appreciation for music as a whole.
That's nice, man. What are some artists that inspired you, like, growing up in the game? Who was you always listening to?
Oh, man, yo, listen, I listen to some of everybody, for real. Like, yeah. If it's dope, I'm going to check it out. Some of my favorite artists, man. Oh, man, there's so many of them.
I know.
James Brown. Like, my people love James Brown, so I heard that a lot.
That's, you know, hard.
I still bump James Brown to this day. Really?
Yeah, same. I love James Brown. I actually lived in Augusta for a little while, where he's from. And yeah, they love James Brown still to this day.
Bags. Yeah, his music still bangs. So I'm always put a James Brown record on.
Hell yeah.
From there, you know, man, Kanye West is a big one. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre as a producer. Who else? The Clips, Busta Rhymes, Nas. Okay. Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, Mac Dre. You know what I mean? Like, yo, man, there's so many dope artists. I can't even pin it, man. Like, we'll be here all day talking about it.
I love that. Hey, that's a different list right there. And that kind of shows, because I always used to explain that to people from the South. Like, people in the West Coast rock with the down South artists. You know what I mean? Like, they don't think that they rock with us down here, but they do. Man, just like, yo, listen, we listen to people in the West Coast all the time. E-40, like, all we used to listen to all that.
Yeah, man, like, I done found so many screw CDs at the Bam Bam out here. Like, keep that coming.
Yeah.
I listen to some of everybody, man, straight up.
That's good. Does that help you with the producing? Like, how did you even get into producing? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, that's a good question why you ask.
Thank you.
It came from me being able to beatbox. Like, I can't tell you how I started it or why. It's just something, like, I just remember being able to always do.
Wow.
And so, you know, listening to music, man, just, you know, able to recreate what I hear about beatboxing and this, you know, being in rap crews and stuff like that. It's just like, oh, okay. You know, as far as this music stuff, like, I'm pretty much in the producing side of it.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like, y'all, man, you know, why not pursue it, you know what I mean? Like, you only get one life, man. Let's go run it up.
That's true. Hey, I didn't even know you was a beatboxer out here like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, man, I get busy, man.
Oh, man, that's dope, man. So what's, like, your favorite DAW to produce music in? Because I know a lot of people use different things. Maybe you started on one thing, but now you work under a different DAW. Like, what software do you use when you're doing this creating?
Oh, right now I use FL Studio, you know, FL Gang. Y'all know what time it is.
Shout out to the FL Gang. That's dope.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because at first I didn't like FL. Mm. I felt like it was too on the grid. I'm like, nah, bro, I need my kicks to kind of be off a little bit. So when I first started making music, I was using a Casio keyboard and a Roland MV8000 drum machine.
Okay.
Love that bad boy. So that's why I got on, but eventually, you know, I got on the FL Studio, got to learn it. It's like, okay, I can recreate what I do on the drum machine on here. And I just took off with it.
That's crazy. Because I always look at making beats like that's learning another language.
it really is, man.
Yeah, it's intense. Like, I know that it's probably like, you know, you guys been doing it for so long, so it's probably like second nature. But when I first started, like, looking at FL Studios, my cousin introduced it to me, and I was like, I don't know what you're doing, but do your thing.
Yeah, man, like, it's all its own language, man, but the more you be around it, you start picking it up, it becomes second nature, man, because, you know, for me, it's like, I want to learn the whys of why am I doing this? How do we create this sound? So, you know, you start kind of learning the music theory, the technology, the terms, right, and stuff like that. But it's like anything with your craft, like, you know, the more you do it, it just becomes easier.
That's true. Excuse me. That's real true. So I know you named Dr. Dre, but are there any other producers that, like, inspire you that you really rock with?
Oh, man. This is another good question. I love it and I hate it at the same time, because it's so hard to pick, like, my top five, because there's so many different dope producers that I learned something from and inspire me.
Man.
But, oh, man, I gotta put it down.
I'm the same for sure.
It's probably going to be Kanye West for sure.
Okay.
The Neptunes.
Ooh.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
I gotta put J Dilla and Q-Tip on the same level.
J Dilla, I love
you. You know what I mean? And then round off my five, just Blaze.
I love your top five. I love your top five. Those are some of my favorite producers in the game. I'm telling you, because I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. So, you know, just Blaze, I feel like him, he was one of the top producers for Jay-Z, in my opinion. Like, he got a lot. Yeah. But
man, yo, listen, just Blaze give Jay-Z
and Neptune too. His tracks. For real, Neptune? Yeah. Like, man, okay. I love that list.
Yo, listen, even with that list, I left off a few more people like Swiss Beatz, Timberland.
Man. Yes. It's so many, man. But hey, that top five is raw though. But it's so many great producers out there. Like, how do you stay motivated when things aren't going your way, like the way you envision? How do you stay on track? Is music one of those escapes? So what else do you do like to stay on track?
Man, honestly, you know, if I feel like that, I probably just take a little step back, go live life a little bit, you know, go do something. Mm-hmm. But I think with me, because of where I've been, where I've come from, what I went through, like, I gotta make it with this music. Like, I can't see it no other way, man. So it's like, you know, I'm gonna come back to it, man. I may go, like I said, go live life, play video game. But I always know, like, you know, even when things aren't going my way, like, dog, you know, just weather the storm. It's going to get back on track and just be ready. Like, when it gets back on track, be ready for the moment because it's going to take off. So it's just, you know, just get through it.
That's true, man. Hey, that's good advice, too. Got to stay ready. Because, like you said, things don't always go our way, but that doesn't mean that it ain't really working in our favor. You know what I mean?
Right, man. It's all about just staying ready for the moments, man. Just not getting too down on yourself, you know, just try to stay even with everything, not, you know, ride the highs, not ride the deep lows, just try to, you know, keep it, you know, even, just maintain, you know, and it's a saying by Jay-Z that helped me get through the things. It's a lyric, how they go, one day you up, one day you're down, long as you stay the same, it'll come back around.
Hey,
I live off of that.
Word up. I love that. I love that reference. Yes, sir. So what's one of your favorite memories of whenever you first started to fall in love with music? Do you have one of those moments that you can remember in your brain that just pops out like, man, this is what I want to do?
Man, honestly, not. Like I said, like, I've been around music my whole life, so it's like, there's so many memories of like, oh my God, like, did you hear that beat? That was like, how the how did he do that? Or yo, did you hear what he just said? Really buying that dog. Listen to these bars. So there's so many of these moments, man, that I think I've always just been in love with it. Yeah, it was just like, you know, something I was like, yo, if something I want to do, because at the time, you know, I thought like, you know, I'm going to the NBA because I love basketball and shit. Word. But I'm like, you know. If the NBA don't fall through, I'm gonna mess with this music. I love it, man. Like making dope music and then seeing people's reaction to it, make, you know, see them dance and stuff. Like, dog, like that's it for me. That's what I want to do.
Ain't nothing like that feeling. Like seeing people react to your music. Ugh, that's so
good. Man. Yo, for real, like, yo, just seeing people like, yo, this shit's dope. Like, yo, you did that? Like, that's me.
Hey, I love that for you, man. So do you have like a favorite genre of beats to make whenever you're producing, or does it just kind of randomize?
It's random because how I look at producing is basically, you know, it's a service industry. You're as a producer. So you got to acclimate to what the artists are looking for. So it's basically, you know, what they're looking for from there. What the feel is, and then just go.
That's true.
So yeah, I can, you know, I got a pretty wide range of beats. Like there's some stuff, like I don't do like the drill stuff. Like I know it ain't me. I ain't going for it. Nigga try to come with me for like, hey, yo, I need a drill beat. Ooh, I got some references for you. I can plug you with some other drill producers. That ain't really my lane, but yeah, I can, you know, I got a wide range, you know, hence the name, Non-Four West, so many lanes.
Hey, I like that you reference them though. Because a lot of people, you know, they won't admit that. They'll just send you something and then you got to figure out a way to be like, this ain't it. Or maybe I can do something with it. You know what I mean? It's rare that I've ever gotten a reference. Like, you know, that's dope.
Yeah, you gotta know your weakness. Your weakness and your strengths, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, just, know what you're good at, know what you're not good at, but I can still, you know, plug people up with what they want.
That's true. That's true. Can you share, have you had like any experiences so far in your career that have like made a major impact?
Man. Ooh, that's a good one. I think here. I think honestly, probably the first demo I did with the homeboys, from a guy I used to work with. That's when I first started getting in the game, producing and whatnot, man. And I was just trying to find an artist to link up with. Mm-hmm. And so I just happened to ask this guy I worked with. I was like, yo, bro, you rap? He's like, yeah, yeah, I rap. I was like, yo, bro, come fuck with me. I make beats and shit. So, you know, one day he came through and we knocked the whole beat off. Like, it was a brand new track, new lyrics, recorded it, burnt it to a CD and everything. That day of first linking up, and I was like, ooh. Yeah, I can do this shit. I got it, dog. Like, this ain't nothing. You just got to just keep, you know, consistently dropping it and being with people who are seriously motivated with this music. And, you know, my time's going to come.
Facts. I like that. So what motivated you to start your production company? Because you have a production company that you started back in 2018, I read. What motivated you to do that?
Man, listen, it was just being around people who are motivated to do music and having a mentor, you know, who took an interest in me and was willing to show the ropes of how to get things done and how to, you know, generate income for myself, man. And so I just kind of looked at it like, all right, you know, I'm a producer. I make beats. I serve, mm-hmm. you know, I serve as artists. Like, dog, like, make it a company. Let's live off of this shit. Let's get legit, man. And it was a culmination of realizing it's like, yo, listen, you work these jobs making some CEO stupid rich. Meanwhile, you get the peanuts and you got the stress coming back and forth to work and shit.
That's true.
Like, yo, why not bet on myself? Take everything I learned at my job and apply it to myself and my company and let's go do it. And so it was like, yo, I feel like Bruce Leroy. I got that glow. I feel you. I'm a boy. So it's like, yo, let's go do it. Let's go really go full-fledged with it, man. And take off. So I was like, all right, yo, we're gonna start the company, man, and do it.
Man, I like that. Salute to that too. You know what I'm saying? That's inspiring. A lot of people have thoughts and ideas but hesitant to act on it. And I really enjoy like watching and seeing stories of people that act on their dreams and take a chance on themselves. Cause a lot of people are nervous to do that. You know what I mean? But I respect that.
Yeah, man. You gotta gamble on yourself, man. Like
you do.
Like I said, bro, I've always said you're only getting one life on this plane of existence. You know what I mean? Yo, why not go for broke, man? Especially like you live in these places where, you know, the industry is booming, like California, for example. You know, we got music, movies, and, you know, you can see people going after their dreams out here. Like, how can you not feel motivated? When it was a dream, like, yo, you at least made an attempt to do something, man. So it's like, I see these people living their dreams and successfully getting there. Why can't that be me?
Come on. You preaching right now. You preaching right now. I would always tell people like moving to California was some of the best experience of my life because I'm seeing people that are acting on their dreams. Like you'll see somebody that is an independent artist living like they've been signed for years. Like they got motion and people know their music, they supporting them, they showing up for them. And these are people that just took a chance on themselves. And like you said, gamble on yourself, bet on yourself and take that chance. You got to.
Yeah, I remember when I moved out here last time, man, I was with my cousin. We was out in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we was rolling up, you know, getting faded. And I remember looking to the side, and it's, I guess, like some acting company or whatever. But I remember seeing two people out there, and I remember, I knew they were going over lines because, you know, even in school, like, I did drama and stuff like that. I love to act, all that stuff. So I was like, okay, they're going over their lines. And I remember just looking at them, and I'm like, yo, damn, bro, like, look at these people, man. Like, they're going over their lines. They're about to go in here and audition, you know, for a play or whatever it is. But they going for theirs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it was one of those moments maybe God was talking to me or something. But it was like, yo, look, if these people are willing to gamble on themselves and go do what they want to do, again, why can't that be you, man? Look at where you at, dog. Like, you just got to move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just consistently put the work in. You're in a popping location. Just go. And I remember, like, yeah, dog. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna do that.
We doing this. We doing it real for it.
Man, that's big. I'm trying to tell you, like, I keep seeing videos where it's people saying stuff like that, like, go after your dreams. I mean, it's like this one girl made a video. She's like, people posting videos shaking their ass, bare ass, and you scared to post your music.
That's real.
And I'm like, damn, she right. She got a
Yeah,
point.
they on Instagram Live popping that thing. Like, man, you
And
better
you scared
promote
to drop a
yourself, dog.
song. For real.
What they gonna say is it? They don't like it. All right, go back to the drawing board
That's
and
right.
create. You know what I mean?
That's right, man. It ain't never motivation. Now
Heard.
you got the new EP 92101. I already know that zip code.
Yeah, you representing.
Hey, so you got some talented artists and talented beats on there. Now, are these songs that you send me, are these on 92101?
Oh, hey, yo, listen, I don't remember what songs I've been sending. I know I sent
So
a couple of them.
I got Cruising Altitudes. I got Pressure Pack with Kid Silver and you, and I got Valley of the Fashion.
All right. So Valley of the Fashion, that is on 92101. Cruising Altitudes, that is on Kid Silver's album, The Blue Flame. And then Pressure Pack, that is just a single that me and Kid Silver did.
Okay.
We recently put that out.
Y'all about to put it out?
No, we recently put it out. We put it out
Okay,
on
I was about to say. Okay, I was
October
about to say, now we
31st.
got no exclusive. I
Yo, listen. The
But
next
yeah,
release I got.
cruising altitude. I love this one right here, man. Like, what's the inspiration behind you making these type of beats, man? I know you said you just like to make chill vibes and stuff like that, but this is dope.
So, that one, man, I was just on a certain wave at the time because, like, when I produce, it's like, all right, I may go in this lane for a little bit. It's like, all right, let me switch it up. We do something else. We switch it up again. And so it was just a certain vibe I was on, man. And it was just, on some chill stuff. And that's what came out, man. And then, I let my man Kid Silver hear the track, and he was like, yo, I got something for that. And I'm like,
I need a wee song. So this a wee song. So you gon' roll one up, bet I'ma roll one too. Ay, come and fly through the sky with the dude. We gon' be stoned as cruising altitudes as we ride looking out at the view. So you gon' roll one up, bet I'ma roll one too. Come and fly through the sky with the dude. We gon' be stoned as cruising altitudes as we ride looking out at the view. Yeah, first moment when I start my day off, you know it's waking bang.
You know it's waking bang.
Won't get involved keeping up with a race. TBH, I'd rather smoke this J up anyway.
Taking place, I'm playing the game. He bout to hate you, see that look in his face, dog. That sh looks lame. We rock stars, peep the smoke and I trace. I ride out as if I'm Johnny Blaze. Put some respect on my name. These flames on when laying my staying flows. I glows a tan gold. Damn, bro, your man's cold. Whoa, woke up and took a piss. That's most of what I do for I get droll lit. No, I'm the like what drops in my toilet bowl. If I want it, bro, I could get more. Than those to fuck on. Young ball, aim stuck to the stars. Truck a bucket, you can trust the pedal stuck to the floor.
Say you gon' roll one up, bet I'ma roll one too. Come and fly through the sky with the dude. We gon' be stoned as cruising altitudes as we ride looking out at the view. Yeah, no stress when you know that you're blessed. I'm the type who gon' pray about it before we go manifest. Yeah, talking to Lord, what way to prepare for this fast life we weren't asking, but that's that.
Shout out 9-4 on the beat. Mas Gucci, what up? Not to mention memo just came in with the crispy cut.
Look, just for the pain, I just stay rolling up. I got enough for both of us and baby, that's no bluff. Still dodging cases from when I was young. I'm still young, so you know I'm still acquiring some from speeding up. Going hell yeah, damn right, we gon' be great. The failure, but learning from the L's you take. We can go way high till we in outer space, yeah. Go in hell, yeah, damn right we gon' be great. Cause what is failure, but learning from the L's you take. They be like, I'm so high, it's like I'm in outer space. That's what your say, boy. We can roll one up and I'ma roll one too. Come and fly through the sky with the dude. I'll have you stoned as cruising altitudes, yeah. Just looking out at the view. No stress
when you know that you blessed. I'm the type who gon' pray about it before we go manifest. Yeah, talking to Lord, what way to prepare for this fast life we were asking, but that's that. Come and fly through the sky with the dude, yeah. I'll have you stoned as cruising altitudes as we looking out at the view. Good.
All right, homie, see what you got, man. So I slid up the beat, man. And you know, the rest is history, man. He did his damn thing on that.
For sure, though. I love these beats, man. Honestly, all three of them, but I would say out of all three, I don't know which one is my most favorite, but I know that I couldn't stop listening to that Pressure Pack. I like I like Pressure Pack a lot. And
hey, yeah, yo, shout out to Kid Super for that one. That was his brainchild, man. He hit me up. He was like, yo, I got an idea for a beat. I was like, oh, yo, you know, I'll run with it. Let's see what I do. You know, I made a couple of tracks.
Uh-huh.
He picked that one. He was like, yo, we can rock with it. I was like, all right, cool, cool, cool. And then, you know, I wrote, I got a 16 on there as well.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even plan to do that. I was just writing. So I was like, all right, you know, way I do beats is, or yeah, the way I make sure my beats are cool is like, yo, if I could freestyle or I could actually write to it, then I know it got enough space for any artist to do their thing. So right. I was like, kick it back. I was in the vibe, like, all right, you know, let me write something. And kind of my process is like, when I make a beat, it's like, all right, you know, what artist do I hear on this, on a particular track?
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I figured that out. It's like, okay, once I hear the artist, it's like, yo, how would they get off to this? How would the flow be?
Mm-hmm.
And I just fill in the blanks. So, you know, if anybody that heard Pressure Pack, you know, that is a 3-6 Mafia Project Pack vibe all day. And that's, yeah. You know, at least for me, on my end, that's exactly what I was emulating. Because of, you know, the idea of the beat and then just who I heard for the track.
Get your mind right. It's not hopeless.
When bitch, we go. Don't know how that. Pull up to the bridge. You turn that bitch up left with all the cash. Full of that pressure back. Find us where the treasure. Told your bitch I'm him, she said I'm already here to the fact we go. Do your thing on her, do your thing on her. Do your thing on her, do your thing on her. Do your thing on her, do your thing on her. Do your thing on her, do your
What's the word?
Gang, I'm vibing in his hole, smoking fire. She fine, trying to slide, okay, let's go. Ain't got the time to play around while I'm in your town. We can go to the moon, let me know now. If you about what I'm about, what is the move? So much smoke in a reno, 5% on these windows. Ain't got no options but win and then live it up with the kinfolk. Mob ninjas say, bro, pull up quick, I got some bad bitches. Told them I don't give a fuck about them hoes, bro, I'm on a bad mission. Bitch, we go, yeah. Don't know how to act. Pull up to the bridge, you turn that bitch up left with all the cash. Oh, no. Full of that pressure back, find us where the treasure at. Told your bitch I'm new, she said I'm already here to the fair. We go, your thing on her.
I'ma get my 100, that's for certain. Run up on me, it be curtain. Hollow tips for the free, yeah, you be hurting. Deuce or four in this break, I don't know. Just depends on how I wanna feel in this hope. Cause you know we smoking dope. High grade, never mid, top echelon, nigga 9-4. And the kid, see a big booty girl, yeah, I'ma get her. Don't pay for the cat, yeah, I'ma play her. With the wink and the panties get wetter. In about an hour, she'll be down for whatever. Yes, sir, this that real shit. Like 25 on the dresser. Foot on the gas, moving fast, and I won't let up. They can't compete, and the team only getting better. On to the cheddar.
Bitch, we go.
Gang.
Don't know how that. Pull up to the bridge, you turn that bitch up left with all the cash. Oh, no. Full of that pressure back, find us where the treasure at. Told your bitch I'm him, she said I'm already here to the fair. We go, do your thing on her, do your thing on her. Do your thing on her, do your thing on her. Do your thing on her, do your thing on her. Do your thing on her, do
Yeah, that one right there. That's probably why I like it so much, because 3-6 Mafia is just one of them groups for me that just does it for me. Like, I grew up listening to them boys heavy. Like, me and my cousin, our favorite song is Half on the Sack.
Hey, man, I remember my homeboy Charles put me on 3-6, man. So shout out to my homie Charles. Yeah, he was like, shout out to him. This. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, man.
This is 3-6 Mafia. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I think I like this. And then, you know, they came out with Ride the Spinners, man. I was sold. I was like, yeah.
It's something about the groove that they bring to it. It's just different. I love that shit.
You know what's crazy, bro? Like, you know, all of their old music still bang today.
Yes. They sell out arenas with the same music. Chickenhead.
Oh, my Lord. Listen.
All that. And then it's just so many variations of 3-6 Mafia, because, you know, you got independent artists, then you got them as a whole. It's just crazy. Shout out to them. Juicy J, all the guys, man.
Yeah, I don't know why they put Bone versus them on a versus. That was... Yeah. Them boys dirty. I was like, oh, I don't know if they got enough juice to mess with that, man.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, like, I really love, like, people that are diverse and just good quality music. You know, it's something about it, man. It could be appreciated, man, for years, you know, like you said. Sure. They could still bang that today.
Yeah, I was just playing Project Pat, like, couple of weeks ago in the gym, going stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I love that about them, how they branched off and kind of reinvented themselves multiple times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, still going hard. The pain, man.
Yeah, man. So Valley of the Fashion, that one right there is dope too. I like all three of these, but Valley of the Fashion is hard too. How did that one come about? Tell us a little bit about that track.
So Valley of the Fashion, you know, that was just, you know, a fly track, you know what I mean? You know, you could dance to, put that on, you know, while you're getting ready for the club, start feeling yourself, man. Because the concept of the 92101 EP was just a, you know, different vibe, different feel. Yeah. You know, because all around, like, you know, just feeling yourself, living life, feel good music. But that one particularly, you know, it was like, yeah, man, it's that fashion right here, that high-end fashion luxury, you know. You get suited and booted to this one. And it was like, you know, not only that, I want people to have fun, you know, get your dance on to it. Cause, you know, it got like a bay vibe to it. You know what I mean? I just, you know, kept it real synthy, kept it banging. And then, you know, I hollered at my homeboy, Co-Kid Craig. I was like, yo, bro, I got a track. You know, it's all about, you know, being fly, having fun. He's like, yo, I can handle that.
Thought he was injured cause he walked with a limp. Heard it through the grapevine, glad it's not in the pips. Shopping on Shein, counting up all the pips. She never seen it this fly like the Goodyear blimp. Looking real wet, brand new, that's drip drip. Derrick Rose, belly pure silk on my hip hip. Too fresh, too hot like a rip tip. On that marathon nip, that's big grip. Bleak face 100, Benjamin been crippin'. Every since who Mike Jones, we been drippin'. I might let you come and dance with me, or I might let you come and spend your bands on me.
Money come and go, baby, sold up the gap. I'm a self-clean man with the Lotus Effect. Everything fresh all the way to the neck. Walk a German Scott, but I'm not off.
She looking like, ooh, wee, that's nice. Told her I just buy it, I don't really check price. If they don't got the size, I'ma make them check twice. They don't sell it next door, can you check once more? Where I'm at,
belly of the fashion. How I'm feeling,
show off with a passion.
What we doing?
Showcase and we gassing.
Where we at?
Valley of the Fashion. Fox Hill, where I be. Folk socks on me. Nice check, Nike checks. Of course I look good for the mic check. Summer's in Japan like I'm Ricky Tan. Women see me coming here, the money man. Prom night white, do the money dance. Rubber bands, you don't understand. In the Rob sober dress, there you go again. Wear boots to the beach, there you go again. Dress up better than your lady, there you go again. Ballin' on these women like Joanna, man. Spin that bag for the aftermath. Come through like Jimmy Iovine. I'm O-he, so clean. Can't top me, no need. Shop honey in the Gucci store.
That's me.
Something out of Burberry.
That's me.
Dinner at the Fashion Valley.
That's me.
Spin it cause I live in Cali.
That's
she
me.
Looking like, ooh, wee.
that's nice. Told her I just buy it, I don't really check price. If they don't got the size, I'ma make them check twice. They don't sell it next door, can you check once more? Where I'm at, belly of the fashion, how I'm feeling, show off with a passion.
What we doing, showcase and we gassing. Where we at,
belly of the fashion, Fox Hill, where I be, folk socks on me. Nice check, night checks, of course I look good for the mic check.
This is a reminder that there is a visual for this episode available on YouTube. Please be sure to tune in.
Homie wrote that 16, man. Lace the booth. Hey, yo, listen. When we recorded that in Hollywood, my man was fresh to death that day. You know what I mean? Like,
feeling it.
Y'all, yo, bro, you got the fresh gear award right now, man. I can't even fuck with you.
So
when he recorded the song like that, man, it really came off. You can hear it. And so, you know, Valley of the Fashion was born.
I love that. How many artists do you feel like you have worked with? Like, do you got a number or is it just like unimaginable?
Oh, man, if you take in consideration, like, all the people I worked with and nothing panned out, yeah, it's a quite a few big number, but you know, as far as people who really taking their craft serious, like, they really moving and got motion.
Yeah, it's
a handful, but that number is growing, though.
That's good. Hey, sometimes it don't matter about how many. If they consistent, because that's what a lot of the producers hit me for. They like, you out here doing your music, you doing your shows. You like, I done sent this same beat to like 10 other people. Nobody ain't did nothing to it. Like, you immediately sent me some shit back. So I'm like, hey. I hope they don't get back.
Be like that, you know what I mean? Emailing beats like, man, like, everybody trying to cop on this? Like, maybe I said some garbage. And you get that one artist, they hear that track, like, oh, yo, got a bar for that. Like, let's go. And I love that reaction, man. Like, that keeps me fueled up. When I see an artist, I press play on the track, and I see them getting their zone, and I see them lips start moving. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got them. We got them.
Hey, that's what I love, too. Like, as soon as I play a beat, I always say I know it's gonna be a hit if I immediately start thinking of some lyrics to it or if I start dancing. That's how I know I got it. But yeah, I'm similar to you. Like, I like to work with producers kind of around them, like how some producers like to work around the artist. I like to work around the producer. Like, if they have a certain sound, I want to kind of like match that sound because I like to be all over the place when it comes to music. You know what I mean? I don't want to be in one box.
I feel you, man. That's what when I make beats, it's like, all right, I'm not just making a beat for the shit to sound cool. It's like, yo, what's the theme behind it, behind this? What's the idea? Where we trying to go with it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why, I tell people, like, yo, I'm a real life producer, not just a beat maker. And no shade to anybody who think they're a beat maker. I was once there. It's like, yo, but there is a difference between a beat maker and a producer.
And producer.
I come with the concept. I can deliver it to the artist. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, yo, artists, okay, they come write their stuff. I'd be like, maybe we should take this out. Let's add this here. Or like, yo, bro, that's actually good. Let's keep it going. Like, I'm going to produce a record.
Yeah, you orchestrating it. You orchestrating it all over.
Yeah. I'm a manager. If you think about it, if you put it out as a job, like, yo, I got to manage the artist. I got to manage the engineer. And I got to produce a record for the company, for the people above me, man. So, my thing is, my motto, how I get down is, in the studio with an artist and an engineer, I'm leaving with something.
I'm leaving here with something.
Like, I'm too talented not to produce a record, man. Like, even if it's a rough draft, like, dog, we leaving with something.
I like that. I support that, man. I love that. Hopefully we can get something in one day. You know what I mean?
Ah, man, it ain't nothing but a word, man. Shit, you know what I mean? We know we can definitely get something happening.
Hell yeah. Do you have like any advice for somebody that's up and coming that wants to get into producing music and maybe they just a little hesitant or they don't know which way to go with it?
Do it, bro. If making music is something that you really want to do, man, this is your passion, go for it, man. Like I said before, there's so many people in this world going after theirs and living their dream. Why can't that be you, man? Go for it. You know, even if you fail, you can always say, hey, I made an honest effort to go after my goal, man. So just do it. Learn as much as you can. Don't stop learning. And, you know, take your craft serious. Like, yeah. for real, man. Like, I treat making music like sports. You know, mm-hmm. You got to train. You got to practice. You know, you got to be on point. So when it's game time, yo, you know, you're ready. You're prepared to make That's these right. moves, man, because, you know, depending on where you live at, man, you could easily run into a opportunity that could be major for you. It's all about just being ready for it.
That's true, man. That's big love, too, man.
And be on time this shit, too.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you a lot of time. Please
be on time. There's a saying in the industry. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you late.
Bingo.
Get to where you need to be early.
Bingo. Hey, I love that advice. And that's good. That's real good advice. Like, the top tier advice. It don't get no better than that. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, man. Yo, I've seen people lose opportunities from not being where they need to be.
Uh-huh.
Missed out on something major. Like, ooh, damn, player. Damn.
I was watching the interview with Sugar Free. He was saying how he used to just sit in the studio. And one day he was like, I think he said it was like Dr. Dre or somebody was like, hey, get up here on the mic and say something real quick. And then his opportunities just start opening up just from being in that studio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It ain't even nothing for him to do, but he here.
Yeah, man. It's all about just being around people, being around the places that's popping, and just be ready for that.
I love that, man. I got three random questions for you before we wrap it up. You ready for these?
Let's get it.
They goofy as hell, but it's funny. All right. So my first one is, if animals could talk, which one would be the most boring?
Most boring? Probably a sloth.
The sloth don't Slow do nothing but sleep all day, huh?
Yeah. I can't imagine talking to him. Like, bro, shut up.
Probably slow talking and all.
Yeah, I ain't got time for this, man. I got somewhere to be.
I like that. Okay. Second question. If you could be a fly on the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
Kanye West.
Mm.
He don't hold back. He say how he feel. Like, yeah. Like, what? Can you imagine what he's saying in his personal life? Like, when the cameras ain't on him, I know it's got to be off the chain. Yeah.
Hey, y'all think that what he say to y'all is crazy. What he say in privacy. Shit. It's funny because I was just talking about him earlier before this interview. So I got to watch some Kanye stuff now. He keep coming up. All right. And the third one is, what is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? Weirdest food.
Ooh, the weirdest food. I don't think I have anything super weird. Probably cheese, because I fucking hate that. That's like my weirdest thing ever. Like, oh. I keep it consistent, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be eating no snail or nothing like that. Maybe alligator, probably the strangest thing.
Alligator. Now you eating like a country boy now.
Hey, yo, listen, it was fire. I was like, had that gator down there, boy. I can't look down there. I'm like, all right, I'm with it.
I think I'd have had a little gator in my life. I done ate some crazy stuff. Being from South Georgia, we eat a lot of crazy stuff.
Hey, I went to this Louisiana seafood place, man. That's where I had it at. I had to think for a minute. Gator? Let me try that one time. Oh, this ain't bad.
You never know, man. Put a little hot sauce on it.
Put some hot sauce on it. It'd be all right.
94 West, y'all. How can we support you, man? Where can we find you? Tell us what we got to do. What we got to do to get some more of this?
So you can follow me on the socials on Instagram. It is _94West. And then on Twitter, X, whatever they're calling it nowadays. I call it Twitter. You can find me at 94West. And I'll pop up. You'll see it. You see the dreads and the dark skin.
That's right. Any upcoming projects we need to be on the lookout for?
So listen, me and my homeboy Elfino X, we just dropped Nose Nachos and Coronas.
Okay.
You know, the video is out now. You can find that on YouTube. Me and Kid Silver, you know, we got another project, another single coming out in January. And I got another project coming out 2024 as well.
Okay.
You got to stay tapped in with me, man. I move in silence, man.
The fact.
You know I'm going to be doing something is when I start actually letting you guys know. But we definitely got something in the works, man. It's a vibe for sure, man.
That's right, man. And we're going to be supporting. That's what the whole point of the Get to Know Me podcast is about. Anytime you want to come back, hey, you can come back as many times as you want. We want to be able to support you. We want to blow you up. We want to, you know, be a part of your journey. So y'all make sure y'all follow 94 West. I'm going to have all this information in the description of this episode. Any last words before we get up out of here?
Yeah, man, support your boy, man. You know, like, share, subscribe. Visit the website, 94westmusic.com. You know, I'm here to supply you with all the good music to make you feel good, make you think, all that good stuff, man. Still in music, emotional. Yo, anybody out here watching it, man, yo, go live your dream, whatever it may be, man. You can do it. We only get one life to live. Go live yours to the fullest, you know. Also, make sure y'all follow Busy Balboa, man. Follow the podcast, all that, man. Stay in touch, man. She's interviewing all the live artists, man, different people, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned.
Hell yeah, that's what we gonna do. Hey, I always leave it with telling my guests stay safe, but stay dangerous.
Always, always.
Hey, it's Busy Balboa and 94 West. We out. Get to Know Me podcast.
Peace.
Sign up today for only 99 cents a month to be a subscribed listener to the Get to Know Me podcast. You'll get access to exclusive interviews, episodes, and more.